22-year-old John Horton was found hanging from his tiny jail cell March 30th after spending almost a month in confinement. Today, the ACLU urged the L.A. County Board of Supervisors to take immediate action to improve county mental health facilities in light of Horton's death. Melinda Bird is the senior counsel for the ACLU of Southern California. She says the overcrowded, dangerous, and dungeon-like conditions pushes inmates to the limit.
It is impossible to provide mental health treatment in the jail because the conditions themselves create psychiatric breakdown.
Lori, who asked her name not be disclosed, knows of Horton's struggles. Her brother was a bipolar patient who served a 6-month jail sentence and was tossed out onto the street.
They released him from jail onto the street with no medication, no prescriptions, no housing, no way to get help. They gave him a phone number and dumped him onto the streets of Van Nuys.
The ACLU has been working with Sheriff Lee Baca for the past year. They want to close the central jail, which would save the county $250 million. A ballot initiative might cut the mental health budget, which would further endanger mentally ill inmates. The city spends $50,000 a year to house mentally ill inmates. There are 2,000 men currently in mental health treatment in L.A. County. Dr. Terry Coopers, who conducted a study on county jail conditions for the ACLU, says twice that number need treatment. There's one crucial step to jail reform.
So we have a revolving door between the jail and the street, and we need to close that door. We need to slam it shut.
The focus on the Men's Central Jail was part of the ACLU National Prison Project. Karen Marcus, Annenberg Radio News.